Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP Rhodes and Marcus Hayes in for the afternoon show. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's, as I'm munching down on my fries during the break. I still got a nice handful left. I'm going to be eyeing them up until the next break. Yeah, damn right I am. All right, 215-592-9494. We are
I'm sorry about that. I know you wanted me to chime in. No, I was trying to look up to see if Dan Wells is it still Dan producing
back
there?
Yeah, Buzz is back there. Yeah.
Yeah, see if he was
I'm here all day.
That was another Kyle Schwarber walk-up song.
That was not. No.
Looking at the list. I didn't see it. It was Jay-Z, right?
That was Jay-Z, correct.
Yeah, yeah. He has no Jay-Z.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Trust me.
I was doing research.
I understand. When your mind sometimes gets stuck in a mode, you got to finish the job before you move on to the next thing. We've all been there.
OCD, baby.
We've all been there. 215-592-9494. So what we're trying to figure out is, yesterday was a really awesome night at Citizens Bank Park. There's no sugarcoating it. It was following very bad days in Citi Field. And I'm having a difficult time moving on from Citi Field to appreciate Kyle Schwarber, and I don't like that. That doesn't make me happy. It doesn't get
me
excited. It doesn't make me happy.
Makes me happy that you're unhappy.
Well, that's not good. That's not good from you either. That's not good. But I don't know. I just you gotta at least
I revel in your misery.
Just win a game up in Queens. They got embarrassed. They got shut out in game three. They lost 13-3 in game one. Why can't I have nice things, Marcus? Go ahead, answer the question.
You have nice things.
I knew that was coming.
You have nice things. Appreciate your nice things.
Okay, well, hold on. Before we get back to the phones,
all right.
Can you please explain to me what makes you angry about this offense? The floor is yours.
Well, here's the thing that drives me crazy. And I call it the David Bell effect, right? So do you remember David Bell?
Oh, yeah.
So David Bell was probably – it was like the Kevin Millwood, David Bell. I think they have one other guy. Maybe Tomey. We're all here together. And the contention of the Phillies, and they were unashamed about this, was that our ballpark – and this is before they moved the left field wall back a little bit. Our ballpark is so hitter-friendly, even David Bell can hit home runs here. And David Bell was like a classic middle infielder contact here. He played third base here. David Bell had 18 home runs in 2004. Now he had 20 in 2002 with San Francisco. So it's not like he didn't have any power. But if David Bell can hit, 28 home runs in 2.5 seasons in Philadelphia, then Nick Castellanos and Bryce Harper and Max Kepler and Johan Rojas don't need to swing like they're playing at Old Candlestick. That's my beef. Like, just see the ball, hit the ball, stay on balance, hit it with your hands, drive the fastballs the opposite way and hit the soft stuff, pull the soft stuff. When they do that, they are an elite hitting team. I mean, you don't need to hit 480-foot home runs. You need to hit 380-foot home runs. And I think you'd have more if you tried. And if you watch Kyle Schwarber now, he is completely on balance. His hands are back. He's hitting the ball with his hands. He's hitting the ball with his eyes. And that's when he's most dangerous.
So I agree with why you get annoyed with this team. But doesn't that maybe play into why I'm so broken? Is because when they lock in, they look so great. But when they start to do all that nonsense offensively, you realize that there's no way that's going to get it done.
Well, we want perfection and consistency in all of our athletes. You know, I was at a soccer game last night. My daughter plays for a very good high school soccer team.
She win?
They did win, good. Yes. And they played pretty well, but they didn't play perfectly. You know, and it just underscores the fact that you can't expect perfection people are human. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to slump. They're going to make the same mistakes generally. We all make the same mistakes over and over again. It's just it's human nature. But, again, that's the thing about this team that frustrates me more than anything else. I can forgive all of it. But when you make a selfish swing, that's something I can't forgive, especially when the lineup is this potent and the ballpark is this generous.
How do you feel defensively?
Well, they can't play.
I'm just asking questions about the team that I want to get your reaction on.
So Bobby Richardson has done a spectacular job with this team defensively because they are a bad group of defenders, generally. Like, Bryson Stott is a pretty consistent, pretty good second baseman.
I do.
Bryce Harper is learning to play first base, but he's probably above average just because he's such a great athlete. Brandon Marsh, pretty good outfielder. I don't really know about Harrison Bader. He looks to be a very good outfielder.
He reads the wall very well, it seems, and a lot of these different ballparks.
And he's got a gun.
Yeah,
he's got great body control. He's very strong. Like, he's fun to watch play. He reminds me a lot of Shane Victorino. He's just a guy that it's fun to watch him play. But, you know, Nick Castellanos has been the worst defensive player in the league aggregate since 2020. And they knew that getting him. They knew that he was not going to be a – you know, can't put Kyle Schwarber in the field. He just can't play defense at the major league level. When he's in the field, Nick Castellanos is no longer the worst defender. I'm not making this up. All the metrics say this. And again, I don't think either of them are that way because of lack of effort or work or anything. It's just what God gave them. And the team was built this way. So, you know, what the Phillies preach is catch the balls that you can get to. Make the plays that are proper. Don't try to be a hero and play smart. What will happen is our starting pitching and our offense will keep them from scoring enough runs, and we will score enough runs to win the preponderance of games and make ourselves a championship contender. But that is predicated on intelligent, selfless hitting.
And the reason I ask you those two questions in particular is because I fear what you're talking about won't end up happening because of all the other issues. Like, I hear you, and I understand that you feel that maybe their offense is flawed in this area, and the defense and the metrics and this and that, and you're all right with that assessment, and that's why I feel the way that I do.
But that's the thing. I mean,
most of these teams have their version of deficiencies, because that's the counter that always gets
if the team is built in a certain way and they perform that way,
then it's a day problem, which I've been mad at Dave for quite some time for that too.
Well, it is or isn't. Like, what team would you, what, you know, you'd, then you have to get granular, you know. I mean, again, Bobby Dickerson has done a great job making Alec, I don't know if you remember, 2-3 years ago,
Bohm was unplayable.
No. Bohm was going to be platooned by this rookie named Bryson Stott, because Bryson Stott played left as a left-handed hitter. They spent the entire spring training, I think of 2022 or 2021, teaching Bryson Stott how to play third base, because he was a very, very good shortstop, because they were going to platoon him with Alec Bohm, right? And Desi Relliford? No. Who was their shortstop that year? The guy had the elbow problem.
Didi Gregorius.
Didi Gregorius.
Oh, my.
Didi Gregorius got hurt, and Bryson had to play shortstop. So Alec not only played third base, he got better. So Bobby Dickerson is the reason Alec Bohm is such a good third baseman, or a serviceable third baseman. Bryson Stott had to learn how to play second base. Bobby Dickerson taught him how to do that. I'm saying this name over and over again because they could be even worse. The improvement in Nick Castellanos' defense from his first year to today is monumental, and he still needs to be pulled for defense.
Oh, gosh. This is just – I'm not feeling any better, ladies and gentlemen. All right? The job today
by
6 o'clock.
Like, there are moves they could have made over the past 3 or 4 years that would have made them as good an offensive team and a better defensive team, but they're pretty granular moves, and it takes two to tango. You know, you either have to be able to trade for a guy, or you have to – like, I remember George Springer was available years and years ago, and John Middleton got very upset with me. I wrote something like, they could have had George Springer. Well, George Springer would have been your, you know, all-star level center fielder for a long time. They had other players who were younger that they expected to play that position.
How'd that go?
Well, again, nobody's perfect. Nobody makes all the right moves. But again, they're a very good team, and I thought it was crazy when they got both Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos, because the calculus was one will play the field when the other doesn't. To play left field, it'll be, you know, minimal damage, and that's fine in theory, but as it turns out, they stayed healthy, and Nick's been the right fielder.
And that's the year they went the farthest, by the way.
And that's not and that's not the way they planned it.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But that's the way it's worked out.
Oh, this team drives me nuts. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's go to Walt in Southwest Philly. How's it going, Walt?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You were asking if we're hurt about the Mets. I'm so mad about it. I'm going to watch another game. I'm so glad that the Eagles are starting.
See? You think I'm bad, Marcus. I'm watching tonight still. Walt's out.
And then you go beat up on the Atlanta Braves and score 19 runs. I wanted to take the TV and throw it out the window.
That did,
I
mean, Marcus, all jokes aside, it did actually piss people off last night because the theory was, why are you doing this now when I needed you the last three games? And people do feel the way Walt does.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a truck driver, and I got to go up to JFK. And I used to wear my Philly stuff loud and proud all the time. I can't even find my Philly's hat. You know what I'm saying? So...
What brings you back? What will bring you back, Walt?
So to show some heart. To show some heart. Like so I would like to, like the next time they play the Mets, even if it's home, you sweep them. And then maybe hit somebody with a ball. You know what I mean? Like hit one of
that's
the
that's what I'm
football.
Talking about, Walt. Come on.
I am not opposed to that in theory, Walt, but let me ask you this. What if they go in and take two out of three from Milwaukee? Will that help?
Nah.
It should. Listen, as someone who's on your side, Walt, that should help a little. Milwaukee's a good team.
Well, my daughter Emily loves, and she's mad at me that I'm mad at the Phillies right now. And I told her, I said, I'm out. I'm done. I'm an Eagles fan. The rest of it, you know. Till the
you're
playoffs.
A who's fan? What fan?
Eagles fan.
Oh, Eagles. I'm sorry. I thought he was rooting for another baseball team. I appreciate the call, Walt. So there are a lot of people that feel that extreme where they're out. They're done. Guess what? 6:45, I'm listening to Scott Franz. I'm in.
So's Walt.
I know. It's a defensive mechanism. I know. But I did see a lot of anger of where was this the other day. There's a part of me that understands that logic. You're telling me it takes a guy, by the way. Their pitcher, Cal, oh, man. He's throwing.
Quantrill, yeah.
Yeah, Quantrill. Oh, man. Those pitches were awful. And he had a 7 ERA. So the last couple of starts, you look, 3 walk guys, 7 earned runs in 4 innings. I mean, he's what we feel Romano is, and that's the Braves version. So that's what was on the mound. To the Phillies' credit, they absolutely demolished it, and that's all you can control. But where was that? So my fear is, what happens when the Mets or a team in the playoffs throw someone as nasty as the young kid they called up?
Well, they're probably going to lose.
Well, then I'm not getting what I need in the playoffs.
That guy gets paid too.
Well, Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and these guys get paid to counter it.
Right.
I need you to counter it.
Sometimes they win, sometimes they don't.
Well, they got to win.
Sometimes
enough.
It rains.
Well, I don't like when it rains. I want it to be sunshine and a lot of red down Broad Street with a trophy. And we can.
I think it was raining the last time they won, right?
There was a little bit of controversy. Yes, there was. Quinn and Voorhees, you're on WIP.
Yo, Bruce.
What's up, Quinn?
I don't understand how people can be happy right now. Like, listen, give Kyle Schwarber his props. You know, 4 home runs. This does not happen a lot. It only happened, 20 other times in baseball? But you go down, or you go up to New York, and you play that pathetic team, the Mets. They suck. The Mets are not a good team, all right? And we go in there, and we look putrid. And then we go to the Braves, who, by the way, suck too, that we end up owning them. And we dropped 19. Like, how am I supposed to feel happy about this after what I just witnessed?
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know. The Mets are in the wild card. I mean, they're a good team. They don't – I mean, you can say they suck all you want, but they don't. I mean, the Braves suck. Right, but the Mets don't suck, especially at home. The numbers just
but
refute everything you say.
13-3 better than you in such a big series at this time of the year. Should they be?
Again, like we've talked about why, And yes, the Phillies should play better against them. They don't. But look, would you rather have it be the Marlins again?
Yes.
You would rather be losing to the Marlins
than the Mets,
who actually suck.
Yeah, because
remember those Mets. All those years
that they lost to the Marlins. It was bad. I agree, but I can't lose to the Mets.
You can't lose to anybody.
Quinn, you're a very smart man.
Well, listen, I'm just saying, like, come on, we got to do better.
Yeah, the Mets are 10 games over. I mean, they're a good team.
Listen, if they go into Milwaukee, the Phillies are five games ahead. If they go into Milwaukee and they win that series, I'm back in. But right now, I'm
there.
Serious.
You go.
I
think that's honest. I think people are really upset right now. But if they go and prove that they can win on the road against, you know, I think the best team in the National League, right?
I think
83
so. Yeah.
Win team.
Yep.
You know, I think the discourse changes because I think the team will have to play well for that to happen. And you know, Rob Thompson and I agree on this. Yeah, you want to win a lot of games. You want to win as many as you can. But you want to play well. If you get swept and they happen to get the clutch hit here or there and it's close and you don't make errors, you don't make base running errors, and you don't strike out a lot, that's much more easy to digest than playing bad baseball. And they played bad baseball against the Mets.
Okay, so you agree that they did play bad.
I believe that they got frustrated and they did dumb stuff. And they played silly baseball at times, which is something this team is apt to do. There are some guys on this team. There aren't as many guys on this team who play baseball appropriately all the time, as there probably should be. There are a lot of bashers. There are a lot of guys kind of playing out of position. So it's not innate to them. It's not instinctive to them. It's kind of mechanical defensively, especially. And they're not the best base running team. They don't have a ton of speed. So they can play really ugly baseball.
You don't
sometimes.
Think Boehm is fast?
He's not fast, but he's also not like super instinctive. Like, you know, he's not like Bryson Stott is an instinctive. Kyle Schwarber is a magnificent base runner. You know who's a great base runner? Pat Burrell. Excellent base runner. Unbelievably good base runner. Slower in death, but there isn't a base in his career he didn't take that he should have taken.
No, you're right. There is something to be said about the instincts.
He didn't run into outs.
I just can't stand Boehm on the bases. Some of these hits, it's, you know, you can't score from second base. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
And a lot of it is footwork and secondary leads and reading the ball off the bat and being in the moment. I mean, if you remember going into the playoffs in 2022, Nick Castellanos admitted that he wasn't always focused in the outfield during games.
Oh, that makes me feel great.
Right. So it is, but it is what it is. I mean, he's not lying. He's being honest, and that's not acceptable. But again, that's not as professional as you need to be. And I don't mean this to be the Nick Castellanos bashing show, but there's a lot of material there, you know?
Well, sure. I mean, he's getting benched for Max Kepler, the guy who his job was on life support. Now, credit to Max Kepler, since that moment, he's done enough to keep his name in the fight, if you will.
That's the great thing about baseball, too. There's so many games in a season so long, you get a chance to sort of change the narrative from the beginning of the season to the end. Or in the flip side, the narrative tears will wear you out like it did Craig Kimball 2 years ago. You know? But that's why baseball is the best game. Not the best sport, but the best game.
Well, I want to win the best game. 215-592-9494. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. There is still time to book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up next, I see everybody on hold. We will rock your phone calls to start this 4 o'clock hour. And we'll take a look at what the Mets did in their first game post the dreadful series that was. It's Broads, it's Marcus Hayes in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do, I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.